The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're celebrating over 10 years on the air here at KCNR with Carl and Linda Bott. Today's the 24th of January. We've lost January.
What?
Yeah, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines here are 605-4567. If you've got something you need to say or want to say. Jared's at the helm.
And morning, Jared.
Hi, Jared.
Good morning.
And then, of course, Linda is here.
Yeah,
so happy.
I am. Yeah, no, it's great. I want to give you a weather update here on this Friday with our live edition. Right now, our overnight lows tonight will be about 46. Kind of sprinkling sporadically this morning. Overnight lows, again, chance of showers tonight. But our highs today will be 58. Friday calls for... this is Friday. What am I looking at here? Saturday calls for rain likely with a high of 59 and overnight lows of 47. Then we have showers again, slight chance of showers on Sunday with a high of 60 and our overnight low of 42. Monday, chance of showers with a high of 59, chance of showers on that evening, Monday night with a low of 47. So that's kind of the weather update. It looks like you're going to need to have your umbrella, wear your slickers. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793, located in Anderson.
Okay, so you're hearing a little... Is that your baby with Amy?
No, it was me. No,
it was Amy doing that.
I'm trying to wake up. No. My cute little speckled friend here is getting... He's talking back a little bit because I'm trying to tell
Jared.
Him he needs
he
to sit.
He sees Jared.
He does. He wants to get out.
He wants Jared. They all want Jared.
Okay, he's laying down now.
Okay.
Well, he's been a good boy. He's a big boy.
He is a big young boy, so he is very energetic. He's still very much a puppy. But this dog is, like, just sharp as a tack. He is very smart, very easy to train. I've already taught him a couple things just this morning that I'm, like, shocked he picked up that fast.
Like sitting?
He could sit before, but now I'm making him wait for treats, and he was actually being super patient and wouldn't take it till I said he could have it, and...
Now,
we learned weight in the crate, which
was
really good.
What kind of dog is this? Because if you look at him, you know, you think maybe Shepherd or no? But
no.
What would you say?
I would say a pit bull mixed with some sort of pointing dog.
Some kind of, you've seen those German short hair pointers?
They have like a brindle.
They have spots all over them. They have little liver spots all over them.
Liver spots, yeah. And they're about that color.
And
yeah.
he's got that color. And so yeah. I'm saying that that could be the cross there.
Yeah,
and those
really
are very smart dogs.
Very speckled.
Very speckled.
He's got really pretty markings. And he's got beautiful eyes, too. Very like light gray color. They're really pretty.
He's
a cool looking dog. He's a really nice dog. He does great with kids. He does need like an active home because he's young, you know.
And
dogs
he's big.
That's young need the exercise. So
he needs a yard.
Yeah. And he will need a proper introduction with any dogs in the home, just to make sure it's a good fit. So, you know, if you're looking for a companion for your dog, we always, you know, encourage people to do the dog introductions to make sure it's a good fit.
And how do they do that? Do they bring their dog to? Someone can bring their dog to Haven Humane, and you have, like, a little room, and you just introduce them.
Yep. Okay. We actually do it outside.
Okay.
As far away from the shelter as possible. So we have, like, a nice grassy area that we do dog introductions in, and we definitely try to properly introduce in a way that it feels natural for them. We'll walk them together first before they just go face to face because, you know, they get really excited in the shelter and they're walking through a ton of dogs barking at them. They get kind of hyped up, you know, so we make sure that they're calm and ready for their introduction.
And the name of your dog, that's the pet of the week today?
Colby Jack.
Colby Jack, and so
and next week is Munster, and the week after that is
that's funny, girl.
We're still stuck on this food theme. We've been on for a while now.
Jalapeno.
We have one named Queso, and then we have another dog named Pepper Jack, and as well. So we have Colby Jack and Pepper Jack, and yeah.
What happened with the little guy last week?
He got adopted.
Okay.
Actually, he got adopted with his companion in the shelter, so that was really nice.
You know what? There was, you know
I
what?
Knew he was
if
going.
If it had been, you know, maybe another time, that little dog would have gone home.
He would have went home with me. Yeah. I sent a video of him sleeping on my lap to my husband, and he was like, ooh, can we trade our other dog for him? And I was like, no, we can't do that.
You don't have trade-ins.
We don't have trade-ins.
That's right.
Colby Jack.
We have that big smile.
A big boy with a big heart and a big smile and, you know, big face and big paws and everything's big.
Yeah, and speckled. I just like little spots like that. Yeah. They're so cute.
He's laying down now. He's being
well,
quiet.
Okay, Amy, so let's talk about Haven Humane here, and we love our partnership. Once a week you come on with the Pet of the Week. What do we need to know about anything towards the end of January?
So actually the next thing we have coming up is our super fun open house that we do once a year, and that's in February on the 22nd. It's a Saturday at 10 a.m. So, you know, if you just want information, you want to know what Haven's all about, take a tour, come, you know, check out the facilities. It's a really fun time, and it's a really good time for us to really open up with the community and let them in the doors and really show them, you know, how far we've come and what our goals are for the, you know, upcoming year. And then after that, we have a ton of things happening. Doggy Dash is happening. We have a kitten shower. So I always encourage everybody, definitely follow us on Facebook because we post everything as an event. So.
That sounds great. Okay. Yeah. We are friends with you on Facebook. So we share.
Share it, share
Thank
it.
You for coming in this morning, Amy. Really appreciate it. And Colby Jack.
How long have you had Colby Jack?
He's actually been with us for a while. He came in not great condition. He looks a ton better. He didn't have any fur on the back of him.
Mm.
He had, like, skin infections. He had a tumor that we had to remove. All kinds of things. And he was very frightened when he came
it.
In.
No,
not
you
at
would
all.
Never know it by
no,
looking at
he
today.
Looks great.
It's amazing.
He's gained weight.
What happened with when somebody showered with love and affection.
It is, yep.
And you, too, if you are looking for a companion, a partner, you know, that unrequited, unconditional love, that you do receive when you have a pet.
Yes.
That, you know, I know the January is, you know, we come after the holidays and some people feel very alone. A pet is a great way, and it's a good way to have you think about something besides yourself.
Yes, it is. It's good for your heart to own a dog.
Yeah, sure is. And it's good because, you know, you come home, you know you have to take them for a walk. You know you have to feed them. You know, they need you. So it becomes a big purpose.
Yeah. Dogs, cats, any kind of companionship like that is very important for people. And like you said, especially this time of year, seasonal affective disorder hits people sometimes when it's gloomy and yucky all the time, but at least you get a cute face to come home to. So.
Well, again, thank you, Amy, and Pet of the Week with Haven Humane. They are open tomorrow. So make sure that you go online and see all their specials and what they've got going on, especially with neutering. They're always got something great going on. Thank you, Amy and Colby Jack. And by the way, it is currently 47 degrees in the downtown studios. And if you're just tuning in and you're waking up and you're moving around from rooms, it's going to be rainy today with a high of 57 and overnight lows of 47. I'll tell you what, one of the things I miss in the house, Carl, and thank God it's going to be fixed either tonight or tomorrow night, is we have a fireplace insert, and it's gas. The other night I was cooking, and I heard this, pull! Carl comes around the corner, did you hear that explosion? And I was cooking, so, you know, I had the fan on over the stove, and I didn't really hear it, but I knew what happened is the gas pumped through, or there's a bubble or whatever. So I really have missed my fire. I told Carl, in this kind of weather, it soothes me having it on. And I walk through the room, and it's just, I don't know how you guys feel. We don't have a real fireplace, but it still works for me. And there's a fan when it hits a certain time. So we have our guy coming out to fix it. But the one thing that is steady that I do look forward to, I know that I'm going to get a good night's sleep. 99.9% of the time I'm going to get a good night's sleep. It depends on what I ate the night before. But when it comes to the best mattresses in the world, it's always going to be Sleep Number. The Sleep Number store is located in the Target Shopping Center, and you can move around with your dual controls. You have one control with left and right side, and you can go from anywhere from 0 to 100. So I move mine around a lot, and last night I just stayed smack in the middle at 55 and had a great night's sleep on my Sleep Number bed. So that was my setting.
Well, you know, the Sleep Number is official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. So the Super Bowl's coming. 1,500 people sleeping on the Sleep Number beds from the NFL. And now next week, it's going to be next weekend, it's going to be the culmination of the entire season where the people that have loved the 49ers, and there's so many of them around here, are dancing in the streets. And then, of course, those who like the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, who is an exceptional ball player, it's going to be a great Super Bowl. So that should be an interesting day. But like I said, that Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL, and right now they're having a sale. You can discover proven quality sleep with the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. That's one that senses your movements and then adjusts to you. And right now you can save $1,000 on a Queen Special Edition Smart Bed during the January sale, only at Sleep Number store. My Sleep Number setting is 55. I've kept it like that for the last couple of weeks, but it's good to know that I can either make the bed more firm or less firm, anything I want. And that's because it's Sleep Number. Down in the Target Shopping Center, next to the vitamin shop. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:16 in the morning. And today we're going to have Gary Hayward coming in about 8 o'clock, the CEO of the Wind River Resort and Casino and the director of the Raiding Rancheria Economic Development Corporation. We'll be right back.
With us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more. Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
So what's scorecard scribblings all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What would we be doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Yeah. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day, and we knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast.
Morning.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM.
Don't be surprising me today, okay?
Your talk radio. You know, we're just, you know, we're, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has been certified as, by the Joint Commission, the IBM Joint Commission, as an advanced primary stroke center. The Watson Health Organization has accredited Shasta Regional Medical Center as one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the nation. Their emergency room is people are being seen in there in 30 minutes or less and out in a very quick time. Shasta Regional is also working with helping veterans. If veterans, instead of having to send veterans down 3 hours away to Mather or Davis, they can be seen right here at Shasta Regional Medical Center for their specialist. So many things Shasta Regional Medical Center is doing. Caring, compassion, and community. That's what they stand for. That's what they believe in.
Jared bringing in Kung Fu Fighter. Yeah. That was such a popular song. Everybody was Kung Fu Fighting. But where's the wham? You know, I want to see that, you know, in Batman, my era of Batman had the wham. You know, when they had the Riddler.
Facebook.
When the Riddler was Frank Gorshin, the best.
You had an experience on Facebook.
Yes, I know you're trying to reel me in.
No, I'm just
Because of the break. This is something that happened last night. You know, I don't really, I'm not on Facebook a lot. If I have, like last night, if I was making dinner, or sometimes when I go up to the doggy park, or I'll go on sometimes in the morning, I'll post things and realize that I sometimes I don't even go back. I just post it because it's a feeling or I think it's a really good saying. And, you know, people are spending time on Facebook, sometimes encouraging, quotes are important. So last night, I don't know what time it was. I posted this. I did not see the bottom part that was LinkedIn.com, a story on empathy. But the quote was, to be kind is more important than to be right. Many times what people need is not a brilliant mind that speaks, but a special heart that listens. And that was just my quote.
And that's what you put in there.
That's what I put in there. But on the bottom of it, it says, empathy is the most important leadership skill needed today. In this digital age, there's a big disconnect between leaders and the people they lead. Many managers think they're doing a great job, but when you ask people they lead, it's quite the opposite. Many employees feel unappreciated and undervalued. Employee engagement is an all-time low. What seems to be the missing link? And then in big, you know, letters, empathy. So I didn't.
That
really,
seemed pretty innocent.
Yeah, and I just posted because I liked what the initial.
Yeah, what it says the
quote in the blog.
There,
okay, so the first thing I get back was a bash on Trump, and I was like, ooh, it made me just like what? Okay, and then somebody followed up with that, and then somebody followed up with that, and then finally, then I had to go back, and what I wrote was this. Which I don't like this. It's ugly. You know, that wasn't supposed to be ugly. For me, this post has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with how I'm feeling. Am I showing enough empathy? Do I have enough empathy as a business owner? I think about this a lot. So this particular post today or saying on Facebook, I thought I would share. It has nothing to do with our political leaders. It has something to do with the feeling. So much loss going on. That's my stance. Then I had a bunch of people like say nice things about empathy and leadership and that kind of thing.
That's the way it should be.
Because I think about that. I'm a female business owner. You and I own this business together. We know every single day that we're in the trenches and you know, we're going through. We have people call sometimes and, you know, say things that it's out of our control as we're gone FM and we're going over. And I'm so sensitive. I shouldn't be like this. You know, every now and then we get a call like, you know, we've got bubbles in our system. We're really working on it. We have engineers here every single day working on this new system we're crossing over to. You can't tell me you've never had a bubble in your engine or bubbles that come in your car or bubbles that come in your computer when you're trying to figure it out. And so when people call and they say harsh words, I just want to say to our listeners today, you think about that. You think about that with the person that maybe has someone sick at home and they're serving you and they're trying it. They did everything they could to get there in time. Maybe they don't feel well. You have no idea what goes on in people's lives. So try to be a random act of kindness today is where I'm coming from today. I'm not trying to be on a soapbox, but it just irritated me that somebody took a knife out and just stabbed a good feeling I was having.
The difference between when we have a bubble in the radio, everybody knows it. If you have a bubble in your business, most probably 99% of the people out there don't know anything about it unless it's huge. But this one, a new system coming on, and I mean, it's been a trial for us on this one. And but what it does is we're at like 99% on it now. It runs like a top. It cuts hours off of things we've had to do around here. A new traffic system is automated. We can send things wirelessly to the programming and all this. I mean, it's the reason we're doing that is to, again, like going in FM, is to increase our capabilities of supporting our community here. Anyway, this is what I put on Facebook.
Okay, what'd you put on?
I am resolved to not forward. I put this on 3 years ago.
Okay, yeah.
And it came back. I am resolved not to forward/share any memes or postings that would be derogatory to anyone nor cause them anger unless they contain beer or guns or something like that. Maybe puppies or trucks pulling something. Yeah, probably people doing stupid things will be forwarded, but nothing political unless it's really funny.
Have you?
I've lived up to that.
Do you really think you have?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, 100%.
Well, no, I keep sending stuff off if I think it's funny. It pretty much didn't limit me at all.
Have you called anybody out?
No, I have. Only one person. When she posted 54 senators or 60 or over, you know, and something else like, oh, that's, you know, oh, they're old. And I said, well, I do take resentment to that one because I'm over 60 as many other people are. Does that mean when you're 60 that you're finished? That you know, they put you in what, a glass case? It says, in case of need of wisdom, courage, and stability, break glass. I mean, is that what it's needed for? And, you know, other people were saying, oh, and she came back. She said, what I meant was, and I didn't have it in there, was we need diversity in our leadership. And I have no problem with that as long as they're elected in fair elections and not handed to people. So, anyway.
Well, speaking of diversity, let me look this up.
While you're doing that, I have something that is important here.
We had two
ATV guys that went out, and they didn't show up. They didn't come back on time. But what they did something that was really smart. They told their wives where they were going to be. You know, this is where we're going to. So they had a starting position there, and they put out a search party form, and eventually they got one of them on a cell phone because they had gotten stuck in the snow in the ATV. They couldn't get it out, and so they were walking back to the road, and when they finally hit cell service, but then they were rescued after that. But the important thing is, if you're going to go up in the woods, and you know, if you don't have a wife, you've got a friend though, or a mom, or somebody, just say, "Hey, look, this is where I'm going today. This is where I'm going to take off from."
Leave
a
note.
they've got a starting position, and that really cuts back on the places they have to look. So that was the only reason I had that one in.
We were talking about equal rights before. There's a new rule on Wall Street. Goldman Sachs says it won't take companies public anymore unless they have at least one woman on their board.
Who said that?
the new rule on Wall Street. Goldman Sachs says it won't compromise public anymore. It won't take companies public anymore unless they have at least one woman on their board.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. So you want to talk about somebody there. That's pretty interesting.
Well, you know, California has made some kind of law that, you know, that you've got to have so many women on boards of companies. I don't know if that passed, but I guess it would be is, again, I go back to, when we were talking, I was watching the NFL today, and Jim Brown, not the player, but the commentator there, African-American guy, and Brandon, what's Brandon's last name? Anyway, he used to be a wide receiver for the Jets. Brandon Marshall. They were all talking about how there's not enough black coaches in the NFL. And Brandon Marshall said, look, there's like two-thirds of the players are African-American, and we should have, he says, frankly, you know, an African-American coach come in there, and he can identify. The players can identify easier, you know, blah, blah, blah. And this guy, James Brown, said, I totally disagree with that. He says, a true leader, a good leader, a good coach will have no identity problems with any race that's under his charge there. If he's good and he's effective, it makes no difference. And then Ray Jones, the linebacker, used to be for the Baltimore Ravens, probably going into the NFL Hall of Fame and all this stuff, agreed with him. He said, yeah, he says, it's not the color, it's the ability. And I think that when you start saying you've got to have a woman or any other on a board, are there women out there that can handle the job? Yes, there are. It's that's not at that level, or maybe they don't want that board. So when you start forcing things on to a company like that, a privately held company, is the next thing then is I'm looking at all your teachers up here in Shasta County, and you're not diverse enough. So you've got to hire, your next five hires have got to be people of color, they've got to be a transgender, they've got to be something, Jewish, Catholic, whatever. When you start putting, again, on that, you're starting to the government's reaching down for all of these things. Anyway, I have problems with that. I have problems when the government reaches down and tells a private business, you've got to have this person in your business because you're not diverse enough. All right, 7:32 in the morning, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. You know, Northern Firearms Instruction has teamed up with Legal Heat, which is a nationwide company on firearm instruction, but Ted Leidy and his company has been around 10 years, taught over 10,000 people throughout the 40 different places they teach here in California, and that's expanding because they've teamed up with Legal Heat. They're going to take over all the Sportsman's Warehouse stores, Cabela's, plus keep their own very thriving business going right here. Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:32 in the morning.
We are updating our equipment here at KCNR. If you hear a little static or perhaps some silence, we appreciate your patience as we address those issues.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Yes.
Radio. And Linda was talking about, she misses the old Batman. And then, you know what? Jared finds the old Batman theme.
Somebody needs to do a mix on that. Like, you know, you go out and dance. So that should be like, wouldn't that be cool to have like today?
No.
Batman. Yeah.
Uh-huh. You probably did. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell has been doing this since 1993, has built a veritable insurance and financial empire all under one roof. Of course, you're kidding about that. The fact is that there is so much personal and customer service available at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You're having any type of problems with insurance, give Judy a call at 221-0441. Or if you're looking for a new look at insurance, like we did, and it was easy to see why we switched over to Judy, helping families, seniors, veterans, and business owners since 1993.
Now, before you go into a rant, I just have to...
I have no rants left in me.
You always have a rant. Wake up with a rant.
Well, if you get started, if you get me started.
Hey, you know what I love? When I'm looking through so many stories, is that this year, and maybe it's just because I'm really paying attention, more species have been found. I love that. How uncovering artifacts, finding, you know, hidden places, discovering new tombs, and scientists discovered 4 new species of sharks that walk. Yep.
Species that walk.
While great whites haunt the deep, walking sharks are content to scuttle in the shallows. They've been walking or something close to it for at least 9 million years. They're evolutionary superstars, too. Walking sharks could be the most recently evolved shark on Earth. Remember that one thing we were watching about the walking fish that was somewhere in America? And,
yeah, they're walking like a catfish or something like that.
That's according to findings published this week in the Marine and Freshwater Research. Shark scientists spent years sampling the DNA of the only known walking shark species to estimate when they evolved.
This is a new species?
Yeah, there. Four new species.
Four new species, and as we're having others just kind of die out, we're finding new ones all the time, too. I think I saw something that they're finding so many new species every year. It's really quite interesting.
They're also called epaulet, like E-P-A-U-L-E-T-T-E.
You know, we've got San Francisco and many places, you know, when you have – you know, the poop problem they have in San Francisco is just unheralded. I mean, but large cities are having this. They've got poop patrols that they're spending $600,000 a year on down in San Francisco. They've got apps to tell you where not to go to. We have our own problems around here. But if you're in a little town in Massachusetts, they don't have that problem. They don't have people pooping on the streets. It was unusual when a local Natick store has been having people, a serial pooper, poop in their parking lot eight times. So they set up a policeman out
actually
there.
Gross
your job. Your job today, Deputy Fife, is to go out to the Natick outdoor store and be on poop patrol here. Well, he set himself out, put himself in a hide or someplace. And sure enough, Andrea Grosher drove up in her Lincoln MKX, opened up the side door, and she did it. And they caught her. It was a woman. She was 51. She said, I have irritable bowel syndrome. And then they said, there's bathrooms all over the place here. So they arrested her, and her photo of her in the is crying and her mugshot. But they didn't keep her in jail, but she has to come back to jail March 2nd. Imagine that one person pooping in a parking lot has gotten people in this town because they don't have this problem, but a serial pooper.
I don't know.
You know,
really not what I want to hear this morning.
Well, no. After everything we face out here with this, with people just using our streets as toilets, to hear about this one town doesn't have that problem, and when they do, they put a policeman out there to watch until they can catch them. Imagine, you know, probably he was out there maybe three, 4 days. What are you doing today, honey? Oh, fine. I'm just standing out in that outdoor parking lot, just here kind of watching, see if anybody drives up or walks over and poops in the parking lot.
Okay, I have one.
Jared loves this.
Okay. Seems like this man out of New Delhi, he was an Indian man, died after a tussle with his rooster on the way to a cockfight. So he was hit in the neck with a blade tied to the rooster's claw. You know, they do that in the cockfights. I've never been to cockfights. They're very, very popular in Mexico, and I don't even know if they do that, but I remember seeing the pits, you know. He lived in a village in South India. He was regular at local cockfights and was on his way to enter the rooster in a competition when it tried to break free. Cockfighting has been illegal in India since 1960. However, animal fighting continues to be a problem in the country. Boy, I'll tell you what, when that could happen, I mean, these roosters, I don't know if you've ever been, have you ever been speared or what is it called, you know, when, you know, they take their, because we had a rooster and we brought it to Sacramento when we moved and he ended up spurring my mom. She's in the backyard at the pool, and this rooster like just totally spurred her. So my dad quickly gave the rooster away.
The coronavirus, which has started in, they say that they think they've tracked it back to snake meat in China, but they closed the Shanghai Disneyland and part of the Great Wall over this. People are getting ramped up. Building a hospital. China's building a hospital right now to treat the virus. The World Health Organization has said, though, as of right now, it is not considered a worldwide threat. Number of people that have this, you know, nobody really knows for sure because not a lot of information is coming out of China. They have somebody, I think, up in Washington State. They had somebody in Texas that may have it, but they're not sure. The headlines say that the health experts issued an ominous warning about a coronavirus pandemic 3 months ago, and their simulation showed it could kill millions of people, but that was... They're saying right now, the World Health Organization is saying it's not a pandemic. There's, you know, that there's it hasn't spread like that. But it looks like I said, they're Shanghai Disneyland, a part of the Great China Wall, is being temporarily closed due to coronavirus concerns. We're going to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. You know, Home Helpers puts people out there that are well trained. They've had all their background investigations, everything you can possibly imagine. Because Sharon Clark would not put somebody in a home that she would not have in her own home treating her family. And I think that says a lot when you're trying to find a company that is going to come in and either take care of, you know, of you because you've, you know, you're temporarily, you know, on your back maybe because of an operation and, you know, you don't have anybody around and you need some help a couple of days a week, or if it's for full time. And this is what Sharon Clark has. She's got very caring people that work well in your environment. That's why she gives you a complimentary in-home consultation. She, you know, you get to meet the people. All of this makes her number one in the business, in my opinion. Give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readyinghomehelpers.com. 7:45 in the morning, 42 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
For 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441. Let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
That's life. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You're here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM with Talk Radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:50 in the morning, 42 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, a great place to hang out at and make yourself very popular around the house. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, we've got to go into the impeachment because it's going on. There's not a lot of people watching the impeachment. If you look at it as a reality show, it wouldn't be picked up next year. Let's hope it doesn't get picked up next year at least. I mean, I guess it could be because some of the Democrats are saying, this is just some of it. We can do it again. My theory on this whole thing is if the Democrats had a strong candidate running this time, you probably wouldn't be seeing this. Other people disagree with me wholeheartedly saying, no, he needs to be impeached. My fear, if there is a fear, my concern, I guess I should say, is that Republicans go, okay, you want to do that, play that game? Well, let's play that game. So the next, the Democrat who's running for, and if they win the presidency, but if the Republicans take the House back, are they going to turn around and do the same thing? Let's just say Joe Biden won. You don't think there'd be an investigation into his son and what was going on and Burisma and was it tied to Joe and all the millions of dollars that were made off of it? Apparently looks like connections, not that Joe Biden did it, but that his son used his connections to get into to make lots of money and people that worked around Joe Biden. You know, you could say that. Now, are those reasons for impeachment? Well, I don't think after watching this that there has to be really good reasons for impeachment. There has to be something there. You know, like when the articles of impeachment came up, there wasn't anything about collusion. There wasn't anything of quid pro quo. It was abuse of power. And if it's abuse of power and you can choose what abuse of power is, I mean, you could go back to George Washington and probably find every president that you could say abused their power in some way or another, but what exactly is abuse of power? The other thing, too, is people are saying Trump needs to testify. You know, why don't they call witnesses? And I think there's something, I looked it up, in the Constitution that says you can't, one, nobody can force you to testify, and many people don't in trials. Many trials, the defendant never testifies, especially if they think the other side doesn't have a strong case. And there's nothing that says you have to call witnesses to defend you. The prosecution can call the witnesses they want. They can call witnesses for the witnesses. The prosecution can do that. And that was what the impeachment hearings were about in the House. To come into the Senate and say, oh, no, we need more. I mean, to me, that's the prosecution's case, what happens in the impeachment hearings in the House. When they come to the Senate, there's the trial. And if the defense doesn't want to call anybody, they don't have to. I mean, it's totally up to them. And some people say, well, they should be forced to do it. Well, see, that goes against the Constitution. If that's the defense they want, then that's it. And that's just my opinion. I'm not a constitutional scholar, but everything I've read says that it's my defense, and I can pretty much handle it the way I want. Okay. It seems like there's also in this that a senator tweeted out, Senator Blackburn, tweeted out something Thursday, which got everybody fired up, that Adam Schiff is hailing Alexander Vindman, who was the lieutenant colonel who originally brought this up, as an American patriot. How patriotic is it to badmouth and ridicule our great nation in front of Russia, America's greatest enemy? Alexander Vindman broke the chain of command and leaked the contents of the president's July 25th call to his pal, the whistleblower, over a policy dispute with the president. How is that not vindictive? And then and it goes on from there that supposedly that his commanding officer had said he's a political activist in uniform, and it goes on and on like that. Makes no difference. We're here. This is what it's at, but that's kind of caused a hailstorm too. Okay. The next thing I see is around here. They've done we've talked about the pirate every day. He's still here. They've done an interview on Channel 7 last night with the guy, and he's causing a lot of consternation, as he should. Why is he here? Why is he staying here? But he hasn't been charged with anything. There's no reason that he can't walk around the streets.
But our very own Patty Bay was on the special last night presentation about how the more we all know about him, and we know about the circumstances around him, the better for all of us to pay attention to the safety of that. Okay, another thing is corrections and clarifications. An earlier version of the story misstated the percentage decline in coal same-store sales for the period of November and December. The start of a new decade isn't offering much hope for some retailers. Traditional chains are looking increasingly frail less than a month into 2020, with vacancies piling up and fear near-term prospects for a turnaround. National chains, Macy's, JCPenney's, Papa's, Express, Pier 1 Imports, as well as other retailers, have collectively announced 1,218 store closures this year, according to a global marketing research firm called CoreSite Research. The fallout comes after a year in which retailers closed more than 9,200 stores. According to CoreSite, those included the liquidation of Payless, Shoe Source, Fred's, Gymboree, Charlotte Russe, and mass closures by Family Dollar, Forever 21, Charming Charlie, Sears, Kmart, AC Moore, and GameStop. Now, I don't know about you, but Forever 21 seems to be still popular, so I'm not really sure. And here we are with new stores opening in the Reading area, so we're happy about that. We're going to have Home Goods. You know, I can do some severe damage there.
You know, we've had stores closing all the time, but you're right. You know, when you looked at Dave Benda did a story about restaurants closing and restaurants opening, and there's many more opening than closing right now in businesses. Like you said, the big retail stores, they're in trouble. They're in trouble because of Amazon, online sales and all this. You don't have to pay taxes on it. You know, if they wanted to change one thing about online sales, they should charge taxes.
Can I say one more thing about that?
Kind of levels the playing field a little bit.
I just think that we have a choice. Oh, you know, I was thinking, oh my gosh, you know, wouldn't it be nice to have everything delivered? I know that, like, we talk about this among some of our employees and our friends, that you can, you know, pay a certain amount per year, and instead of when you've got kids and you have a busy life, you can pay a certain amount of money and go online and pick this, and it'll come to your door. And so, you know, I can understand when you're juggling a lot of things in life, but I do want to say for all of our listeners today, and we've heard what's happened with some of the stores downtown. And then Mimi Mosley, which was great. She took a picture yesterday. I love how much she puts out into the community. Mimi from Mosley Sellers. And they're always growing and expanding, keeping a positive energy. She took a picture. She had just left downtown across from the Enjoy store, right around the corner from Deja Vu, across from that intersection there. She said, well, there's two spots. I just left. There's two spots. There is parking downtown. So don't let your mind play tricks on you. There is parking, and if there is parking a block away or two blocks away, it's like my mom and I. We had lunch at the Hyatt in Sacramento. We walked to the Memorial Auditorium to see a concert. It was four blocks. bring an umbrella. You know, take the time to shop local, to stay local, to input to people who are paying taxes here locally. The mom-pa businesses that work so hard, they carry your town on their back. Please, please, please think about that today.
You know, also on our final minute here, it appears that Brexit is occurring and is that, that Great Britain will leave the European Union on January the 31st. That the massive exit that they said would never happen is happening. And the everybody said nobody wants it, nobody wants it, nobody wants it. And then Prime Minister Johnson's party came in, Boris Johnson's party came in. He said, we're going to get out of this, and they were fighting it. And they just said, you know what? As many of the British feel now, it's been long enough. Let's do it.
And coming up, speak of change.
We have Gary Hayward with us, the CEO of the Wind River Resort Casino and the Radio Rancheria Economic Development Corporation. We'll be right
back.
Good
stuff.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Ron DeRockstra. Tens of thousands of pro-life advocates massing in Washington, D.C. this hour ahead of the 47th annual March for Life. The event's a yearly protest against the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion all over the country. Among the marchers, roughly 200 students from Colorado Christian University, led by their president, Dr. Don Sweeting.
Our students are believers already. I mean, they're young, they're passionate, they're bright, and they reject the line that this is just merely a clump of cells in a woman. They know this is a human being. They grieve over the 60 million babies that have died since the beginning of Roe versus Wade.
Before the march steps off, President Trump is to address the crowd. In just over an hour, he'll make history as the first sitting president ever to do so since the annual event began. Two people are dead after a warehouse explosion in Houston this morning. The blast happened around 4:30 a.m., shook the area, could be felt miles away. It's the final day of arguments for House prosecutors in the impeachment trial of President Trump.
House impeachment managers, hour after hour, laid out their case that President Trump abused his power by seeking investigations into the Biden family and a now debunked theory Ukraine interfered in the 2016 election. Prosecutor Democrat Adam Schiff says Trump believed attorney Rudy Giuliani over his own intelligence experts for political gain.
This is why he needs to be removed. Now, you may be asking, how much damage can he really do in the next several months until the election? A lot.
Republican Senator Tim Scott says Trump is being attacked for trying to root out potential corruption before giving money to Ukraine.
The President of the United States has no responsibility whatsoever to look for injustice, corruption, anywhere.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
More news at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
The latest batch of chocolate chip cookies are out of this world. Literally.
The space-baked cookies, which returned to Earth 2 weeks ago, look more or less normal. But the best ones required 2 hours of baking at the International Space Station last month. It takes far less time on Earth, under 20 minutes. As for how the cookies taste, no one knows. Additional testing is required to determine whether the cookies, the first food baked in space from raw ingredients, are safe to eat. John Scott reporting.
More than 20 Chinese exchange students who recently arrived in Northern Virginia will be unable to visit their host school because of concerns over the disease outbreak. The Longfellow Middle School in Falls Church announced Students and chaperones from Hubei province won't be visiting school or staying with host families as originally planned because of that coronavirus outbreak. More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The House Oversight and Reform Committee is requesting the Department of Homeland Security provide lawmakers with information about the separation of migrant children from their parents.
Democrats' request followed a recent court ruling that the Trump administration was within its authority when it separated more than 900 children from their parents since June 2018. U.S. District Court Judge Dana Sabra ruled earlier this month that he found no evidence that the government was abusing its discretion and indicated he was uncomfortable second-guessing government decisions to separate children on the grounds their parents were considered unfit or dangerous. But the Democrats said DHS provides Customs and Border Protection officials with wide discretion to separate children from parents when they arrive at the border. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A progressive Democrat running for a House seat in Georgia asking the Federal Elections Commission to let her use campaign funds to purchase health insurance. Nabila Islam has about $400,000 in her chest and wants about $450 a month to cover costs. More at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. Wow. You know, isn't it funny how I've aged, Gary's aged not much.
Not much.
And Linda hasn't aged at all. I don't understand.
Oh,
she looks
well.
Younger. Jared, I can never tell because as I read in something on a website, Jared, I don't know what it says, Jared. We don't know what his last name is. In fact, we don't know where he comes from. In fact, nobody knows anything about Jared. Someday, you know what we ought to do is bring Jared in here and interview Jared.
You talking about the Radio Wasteland website?
The Radio Wasteland website. That is cool. 8:06 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Linda, what's it look like for the weather for the weekend and into next week?
Currently 49 degrees in the downtown studios. Chance of showers. Overnight lows tonight with 45 and our highs of 58. Tomorrow calls for about 70% chance of rain with our highs of 59 and overnight lows of 47. And Sunday calls for showers again with our highs of 60 and overnight lows of 42. And Monday, chance of showers, just put your doggone umbrella in your car and realize that's what it's going to be. You may have to sift through some puddles.
And listen up tight.
Listen up tight. You may have some puddles you're going to have to walk through. Drive slowly because we know that there are going to be slick grounds. And, of course, when you go into the foothills and you get to 2,000 to 3,000, do carry your chains. I know that I have a sidebar, guys, but I have a Nissan, and it says because I have a lower a car, whatever you want to call it, my car is lower to the ground, that I can't have chains. So I went over to Les Schwab, and I got these things called socks. They're weird. Don't ask me. I haven't put them on yet. But if I ever got pulled over, because sometimes they say chains required, if you've ever been, even if you have four-wheel drive and they say chains required and you get pulled over if you don't have chains, they will and have sent you back. So it's just something you need to follow the rules. Anyway, that's going to be happening.
So don't forget your socks as well.
Don't forget your socks. Don't forget your chains. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
I don't wear socks. The only time I wear socks is if we're going to like the theater. Linda says, are you going to wear those shoes? And I went,
the older you get.
Obviously not.
You know what's bad? The older you get, the less and less clothing you like to wear.
Isn't oh, my gosh. I'm glad I got my pants on.
Isn't it funny how the question is really an answer for you?
Yeah, it always is. Right. You know, that's exactly it. It's not a question.
No, it's a
it's
directive.
It's not a question.
It's a directive.
It's like, you know, the scariest words as you're getting ready to go out is, are you going to wear that shirt?
Right.
Or...
It's true. I'm guilty. Women, we know we're guilty for that. Men don't do that to us. You really gonna wear that?
We appreciate the soft sell, though, right?
Yeah.
The soft sell goes over my
Oh, there's tire. Been times we've rolled around the floor and poked each other in the eye like 5 minutes before we walk out. Now, you would never know it once we're there
right.
about the shirt I'm wearing. And finally, you know, I've literally ripped off a shirt, thrown it on the ground, and say, okay, give me one then.
Watered it up.
Do it on the ground, said, fine. You pick one.
I would just start off like that, Carl. Just
well, now I have. I said, hey, we're going out.
I lay his clothes out.
What clothes would you like me to wear tonight, hon? And there's socks out
You're
there.
You're supposed to match her, Carl. Not
no, we don't
around.
Do that. But
I
anyway.
I think it's funny.
I would like to get matching Hawaiian shirts that we could wear everywhere, but she
Welcome
refuses.
To our show this morning. This is a big sidebar. We could go on now, you know, have a... You know, a complete comedy hour there.
We have Gary Hayward with us here.
Good morning, Gary. Yeah.
So glad to be back.
I yeah, we're glad here. To have you back. You know, once a month we have Gary come in and we talk about things that are going on. You know, a major business.
Juicy stuff.
Well, a major business in our community, a major giver in our community. And a lot of times people don't understand it. And right. What's better than having the CEO of the Wind River Resort and Casino, and also head of their economic development group.
Yes.
Come in here and talk about things, and if you got questions, you know, a lot of times there's so much misinformation that gets in our 24-hour-a-day social media cycle. It's always good to be able to ask the person in charge if you have a question about. And one question that one day from Nick was, is it true you give, what was it, $100,000 to five people
right.
once a year?
Right.
And your answer was?
No.
No, and if it was, I'd sure like to get in on that.
Yeah, I would get in line for that one.
Yeah, we all would. Okay. What's going on? What's going on there?
Right. Well, just project-wise, it's on hold pending the
sure.
the record of decision at the federal level.
Do you have any, like... ETA on something
you know,
like that?
What's nice is that we at least have a meeting back there in February, so the government representatives, the council side, is going to meet with them directly, and hopefully from then we'll get something more definitive. But right now, it's not – I couldn't give you guys a date and feel good about telling you the date.
No, but at least they're going to make a decision.
Yeah, they're going to tell us where it's potentially at.
Now, there's five different – and for people that you know don't really realize this, isn't there like four or five different decisions they can make?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah. There's – yeah.
It's not just yes or no.
Right. Right. They can make a decision that modifies the current
– there could be modifications
the current
of plans.
Agreement that we've – Yeah. agreed to, they can always modify that. And I think also it's going to be kind of rough with an election year, you know, right now because what's happening,
mm-hmm.
that does factor into the time frame as well, more yeah. than people would know.
Really?
Because at the interior level, everything that's happening right now is affecting things they need to get done. So things they need to get signed off, things they need to move forward with everything that's going on with this impeachment deal or whatever you want to call it, I call it something else, but I'm not going to do it online, is it's holding everything up. It's holding our government up. It's holding up decisions that affect the entire
United States and everything. And can you imagine?
And we're one of those little pieces yeah. of it that's being affected. Yeah.
Can you yeah. imagine this thing goes on 6 weeks?
No.
You know, if
it's,
I was,
it's disgusting.
Yeah. yeah. If I was Biden and Warren and Klobuchar, who are sitting in there every day,
yeah.
and they have to be there every day, 6 days a week. Well, it's not just sitting there, but they're running for the nomination for their party,
right.
and Bernie is running neck and neck with Sanders, and Warren's right there. I mean, Bernie's running neck and neck with Biden. Can you imagine how they must feel sitting there knowing that Biden's out at every place?
Oh,
four
it's like
places
watching
a day.
Your competitor beat you
yeah.
while you're sitting there and
in
not
a chair.
Doing anything about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, they could have voted the first day. You know, they could say, look, this is my vote. I don't care what anything's been said. Here's my vote. I'm leaving now. I mean, because you know how they're going to vote.
Exactly.
Yeah, but they can't.
Well,
so.
they want a fair trial.
Done that one, buddy. You know, the whole thing of my conspiracy theory here on this one is it's the Democratic Party wants Biden to get the nomination.
Mm-hmm.
So they're gonna
That's
hold
mine,
Bernie,
too.
They're going to hold Bernie and Elizabeth and Amy hostage for 4 months.
I've played that one a little bit
yeah,
myself.
I could go for that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So in February, then the tribe's going there to talk.
Yes.
Have a meeting, kind of get an idea of what's happening or an update. Tonight.
Yeah. So I should have a little better update for you guys next month on the actual I-5 project. The Shasta Lake project's moving along great.
Mm-hmm.
I should be getting the approval from the Hilton to actually have the franchise as part of the whole deal. And I'm at the final stage, and it looks really good.
And
I talked to them yesterday. So,
what was your reasoning about the city of Shasta Lake?
You know, we looked at the city of Shasta Lake, and we saw potential with the city of Shasta Lake with all the development that's going on around it and within it. There's a huge housing development going on just right around the corner from where we're at off I-5 that will feed into what we're doing. And then just where it's located to the lake and central to the lake like that. And we saw all the hotels on Twin View and said, if there was something closer to the lake and more convenient and had that extended stay component, would I stay there? And then we did some surveys, and it just made sense.
The first one coming in, so we'll be out of the hills.
First one coming in, yeah. And we'll be the last one going out. Before you get stuck.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people come, and then all the bass tournaments and all those type of things. It's going to have the extended stay component for the families, which is a big deal.
That's extended stay. That means the
so they'll have like a small kitchen.
Yeah,
type
like
setup.
Suites.
Yes, it's a Homewood suite.
Homewood suite.
So it'll have. That component.
Are you going to have additional parking? Because I didn't even think about that, about the bass tournaments and people wanting to bring their boats where they could park their boats. There'll
right.
Be plenty of room for them out there,
and it'll
for
be
that.
Secure. So off to the right of the project. On our land that won't be developed because it has a wetlands issue, but you can do parking there. But it'll be natural, like gravel. We can't do paving.
Sure.
That'll be a place for all that kind of stuff to park. And then we'll secure that for them to make sure that we don't have to worry about, waking up and your boat's gone or your car's gone.
Like you are in Hilltop.
Right. Like you don't leave your car anywhere in Redding now, right? No. That happened to me. I left my car here because we had two cars and we were out, and I decided I wanted to be responsible and not, drive.
Yeah.
And of course, within 10 hours, my window was broke out and they took whatever they could take out of my truck. And I won't be leaving my car around anymore.
Wow.
It was a lesson.
Wow.
This is a little bit of a sidebar, but I'm curious.
But
we
got
to take a break. Oh, okay. I wanted to ask you when we come back. I love that you've got the RV parking at Wind River, too.
Yeah.
And
I wish we had more, but it's.
No, but it's there. I mean, when we attended my Tom Basanko's. Retirement dinner.
Boy,
I had never seen the parking lot so full. It was everywhere you could park. And I thought, well, that's really cool. People can sit there in RV and do this kind of thing there. So anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster. Speaking of RV and cars, if you've got a broken or you have a crack or a chip, you go see Jeff. It's a veteran-owned business, and he can fix your chips and your cracks right there within the day. He's totally trustworthy. So you can call him at 242-8373. We'll be right back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carla Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio.
We were born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic.
Susan, you guys look amazing. What's the secret?
Our new Sleep Number 360 smart bed.
He chooses the comfort on his side, I choose mine.
We feel incredible.
Ooh, I heard about that. Can it really help you fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming our feet on either side.
But can it help keep you asleep?
Yes, it senses our movements and automatically adjusts to keep us both comfortable all night.
I don't think it's a secret anymore.
Sleep Number. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep from $9.99.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, We've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Crab season is officially open. It's time for the 33rd annual Wednesday Place Crab Feed on Saturday, February 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. While enjoying all the crab you can eat, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local survivors of abuse. Tickets are available at 2250 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Results Radio, Reading Electric Utilities, Fox 20, and KRCR Channel 7. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
Join us February 7th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay. Enjoy chocolate delicacies, wine and beverage tastings, and see our brand new exhibitions. Tickets are $40 and include a souvenir wine glass. Buy your ticket today at turtlebay.org.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 42 degrees out there. It looks like we're having some rain today. Keep your umbrellas handy. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Located in Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And if you're looking for a place to put your folks, or maybe you've just, like, there's a lot of people who, when they were burned out after the fire, they are looking for different places to go to. River Commons is the place to check out.
Okay, we're here with Gary Hayward. What a read that was.
Hello, next.
Did I ever tell you how much I did, but how much I love this new space? I mean, it's cool.
Thank you.
As much as I love being really tight, cozy with you guys,
it's nice.
This is much better.
Window into the market.
We have people in here, their little faces are up against the window in the morning. They have their packs on. They're kind of looking in and waving.
Thank God nobody's mooned us yet. Yeah. It'll come.
Oh, don't worry. I can just see the bus coming
by.
It's
too cold right now.
Yeah. Too cold.
Summer's coming. Spring's coming.
8:21 in the morning. We're here with Gary Hayward, who is the CEO of the Wind River Resort and Casino, and also the CEO of the Radiant Rancheria Economic Development Corporation. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. And we're talking about, you know, they're building this their hotel, a suite type thing.
It's a Homewood Suites,
extended stay in the city of Shasta Lake. You know, I was looking at this, and I think I was looking at the fall. It says the community grants for fall of 2019, it comes up to $94,000, ranging from a $2,000 to the Living Hope Compassion Ministries to serve food, purchase food to serve the disenfranchised, to money to the Northern California Veterans Mission Museum, schools, Burney Elementary and all this. And so this is just one part of it. Then there's another one in the spring, plus an additional $10,000 for the nonprofit of the year. But how did this start?
It literally started with people coming to me over 20 years ago and asking for support for their different things. And I put a file cabinet together and just started putting them in alphabetical order. And then I had delegated a certain amount of money the council let me have to do this. So we started giving, and then it just got bigger and bigger. And so then we decided we need to turn this into something that is basically like a 501c, but we don't do a 501c. We can just get it from the tribe because we don't have to do that.
Right.
But that's how the Rancheria Community Fund came about. Was it just got? We decided that it was so just there was a many. Lot of needs, yeah. and we needed to put more into it, and the tribe got behind it big time, and it's just grown from there.
Now, you said you reached out to another tribe to see how they were
doing. Yeah, there was a tribe up in Oregon in Salem. It's the Grand Ronde tribe. And they were required. We weren't required. We did it. But they were required under their compact to set aside a certain percentage for charity. So they put this corporation together or fund together like the one we did and then started doing it that way. So we kind of mimicked some of their stuff, but then modified ours. And then one day we were just sitting there, me and Maria were talking, and I'm like, you know, why don't we do a dinner? Why don't we do a fundraiser? It just came about like that. And we had our first one in the Eagle Room. Now we don't have enough room in the event center today. You guys know. And so it started up in the Eagle Room, and we maybe had the first one. We maybe had 50 people, 60 people, but it grew from that. And it's just
now it's got like what 400 or 500, or as many as you can stuff in.
As many as we can. I mean, we're stuffing them in. She puts them wherever she can, and we're stuffing them on the rails now. And it's crazy. In fact, we've given up the management at the casino side has just given up their seats for the public to come because if we're there all the time. We're like, hey, we'll be good. We don't have to go to every single thing, and we give our seats up for the extra people, people who are giving and all that.
And you come up and everybody and the fun, you know, one of the fun parts of it is everybody that supported all the different groups and media groups and all this all go up on the stage at one time to get a photo. And you've got like 50 people, maybe more up there all with, you know, and you give an award out to everybody for people that have supported this. And everybody gets their photo taken. I mean, they're just during costume. If people are dressed in costumes, you have a costume event every year. It is quite hilarious at times.
I think we should do an all-time costume award because I think you guys would win. Because I went back to sometimes I go back and look at. We have an archive of pictures of everything. And it's all set in different events. So I went back and started looking. You guys have done so many different themes and done them so well.
Thanks to Chameleon Costume.
It's pretty amazing.
It helps when you have a girlfriend who has 6 shipping containers full of clothing that had at one time one of the biggest costume stores on the West Coast. And so she lives here, and so she goes back, well, what are we going to do? So
that's awesome.
My favorite, I think one of my favorite times was when you and I were the MCs. And You had costumers come in there and spray us. We were sprayed.
Oh yeah,
our faces were sprayed, and I think I had eye problems for a year after that.
It was crazy.
Close your eyes.
Yeah, I had henna tattoo residue left over for months.
But the bottom line on it is that the way that the Rancheria supports so many of these places, you've bought iPads for kids. Bought a fire engine. That was my favorite, the fire engine. You've done
that one. That was cool.
Yeah, in the Veterans Walk in Anderson. That was because of you all. One.
The Veterans Walk's awesome.
It is awesome.
Every chance I get when I'm down there, take a look at it.
It's just that people sometimes will read things on social media and forget the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
And as you do, as you look at a headline, like Linda put something out on something about empathy. It was really nice. But somebody,
I loved it. I read it. It was great.
But somebody read into that and said, and then makes it into some kind of political statement. And this is what happens.
Mm-hmm. We're going to spend the next half hour talking about Measure A.
Awesome.
And your stance on that, et cetera. We want to get into details with that with you. And we really have enjoyed that. And again, sometimes I feel like the work that you do is you're like unsung heroes. I don't think the average person walking on the street here in Reading understands the behind-scenes work that you do, the programs that you've started and funded. And I think people have a tendency that they don't understand the workings that go in a body. And the mechanical part of that, the working people, it's like a family and the dynamics of a family and the passions and the good deeds that a family does. So, as we're closing off with this segment here, I just want to say to you, and I know Carl and I really believe this at the bottom of our hearts, is that there are a lot of things that couldn't thrive and be successful in our community if you had it not been for your seeds of hope.
Well, I appreciate the statement. I know the tribe would too. And as far, the way I feel is we're part of a greater family, which is the community. And our contribution should be what it can be. And if we have more to give, we should give more, you know, and that's how the tribe looks at things. And I'm thankful that I have a council that supports that.
And when you give, it comes back. I mean, that's on any level of anybody,
right,
too. All right, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, a local bank, locally owned, that has two branches right here in town and one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way. You can learn a lot about bank at Cornerstone Bank at bankcornerstone.com, or just stop in there. Highly professional, community-oriented. They want to move your dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. 8:29 in the morning, 43 degrees out there. Looks like, you know, it's going to be raining. We'll be right back after these messages with Gary Hayward.
We are updating our equipment here at KCNR. If you hear a little static or perhaps some silence, we appreciate your patience as we address those issues.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Strict attention to detail. That's what sets Kubota Construction Equipment apart. It's how we maximize performance, increase strength, and give you the dependability you demand. We engineer our equipment precisely at every level. It's what makes us a leader. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 48 months. Now through March 31st, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come on down to NorCal Tractor and Equipment, your new local Kubota dealer.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
SSD Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SSD Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM on Talk Radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Here it is, the 24th of January. We lost control of January as we did December, November, and October. I thought I had September under control, but everything after that, I just lost it. This portion
no,
of the show.
No, it's been a good month. You know,
but I mean the way it goes past.
I know
you,
it flies. Right?
This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Over 25 years in the business, outstanding service, voted best in the North State. They take care of our heating and cooling systems, and it's a I can't say more about Alliance Heating and Air. You can give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Linda and I are here with Gary Hayward, who is the chairman and CEO of the Wind River Resort and Casino.
Redco,
the Ready Rancheria Economic Development Corporation. Of course, they have the I-5 bill that they're hoping to make, as we learned earlier in the show, that there's going to be an update in February for the tribe membership that's going back to D.C. to talk and find out, kind of get an idea of where everybody is on it, how you've moved forward with the build of out there at the city of Shasta Lake on the hotel out there.
Our intent is to break ground next year about mid-April to May. So that's our schedule, and so far we're on schedule. So.
Okay. And the reasoning, you know, why you picked that spot, you know, it's close to the lake. You get a lot of different
Are you going to have pickleball?
I'm going to get it worked in.
Okay, because somebody that I interviewed the other day said she's a big pickleball player. I was like, what?
Fastest growing sport in the U.S. right now.
Okay. And you know what? I sit down.
It will be worked in somewhere.
Gary and I had lunch, and he talked to me about pickleball.
You're going to play. I'm taking you.
I'm going for it.
I set a court up. Well, my son set a court up at the house. Like, he taped it out and everything. Yeah. With duct tape. You can use do that. And I have the nets and everything. So
now, tell people how it was named pickleball, because you went to the museum of pickleball. Why is it named pickleball?
Okay, it's kind of. I was curious. Pickleball. So you're thinking, okay, what? How's a pickle in a ball? And you know, so literally, this family up in Washington State were bored of playing ping pong and tennis, created pickleball, and then. They were thinking, what are we going to call it? Well, their dog's name was Pickles.
Oh. Why
and they
not?
They called it pickleball. The pickleball is like a wiffle.
It's a wiffle ball.
Okay. It's a wiffle ball you play with paddles.
And then modified, basically, ping pong paddles, a little bigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That have a tennis court handle, soft like that, and a tennis court net.
Let's go to the phones.
Yeah, let's go to the phones
Nick,
this morning.
Good morning.
And Nick, you're on the line.
Good morning. Hey, I've got a question for Gary, but first I want to make it clear. When I called Gary and asked about if they, in fact, gave $100,000 to five separate people each year, I made it clear that that was a rumor that I had heard.
Yes,
not
you
that
did.
I was accusing of.
Oh, no. That's what I meant.
No, I didn't take it that
way.
Well,
it wasn't clear, so I just wanted to
clear
that.
Okay, no. This was something Nick had heard, and he just said, well, why not ask Gary?
Yeah.
And
Gary, here's my question now. You're wanting to put the strawberry fields down there into a trust. Also, you want to put the mini mart in a trust, the Shasta Lake project in the trust, and the Hilton Garden Inn in the trust. My question is that all the properties or is there more? And is it all going to be in one trust or is it separate little parcels that will be ruled on separately?
They're all separate and ruled separately.
Okay.
Yeah.
That answers that. But each one that is put in the trust will alleviate your obligation to pay TOT and sales taxes.
It would.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks, Nick. Oh, I didn't want you to think, Nick, I was accusing you of anything. No, because Nick is one of those people that he researches things, and then if you come up and he learns that it's different from what he thought, he's more than happy to accept that answer. So,
well, and just like I'm not going to tell somebody something that's not going to be either. You know, the reality of us getting those in trust are like, I won't be alive. But, you know,
really,
it's not as easy as it sounds. Think about it. We've been working on the I-5 piece for 19 years.
So you don't just call up an attorney and there's so many moving parts. And like you say, what's going on right now with the impeachment, the slowdown in government, and so many other factors. It's like you're stuck in the mud. What do you do right now? So let's talk about Measure A.
Oh, awesome. I love that.
You brought that in.
Problems or people concerns is bigger casino, bigger crime.
Right.
And that's not necessarily true, but you can understand where the fear is.
Totally. I mean, the perception to me is a reality to everybody else. And it just, to me, would make sense to anybody that's not as close and upfront with the knowledge that we have and the stats that back it up and don't back it up. Mm-hmm. So I get it. I would too. If I was just a regular guy out there or lady in the community, I would think that's what it is because there's that perception. But it's not true. But at the same time, no matter where I go, no matter what kind of conversation I have anywhere with anybody, what comes up is our issues with not having enough law enforcement and enough jail space for all the issues that we deal with. And we, all the businesses in this community, are paying for that. And also the community, the residents are paying for that. I mean, it's gotten so far out of hand. I've never seen this in my life. In the last 10 years, it's just getting worse. And so when I heard about Measure A, I was like, that is something we have to get behind. Because everybody is dealing with the issues associated with not having enough law enforcement to cover all this stuff. But they don't want to talk about it because it's a tax. Well, it's 1 cent. It's 1 cent. And at the end of the day, we're only all going to be paying, what, maybe $100 a piece or whatever it was. I'll pay that in a heartbeat for more coverage right now.
For me, it's getting the jail built, and which is right. I thoroughly believe is going to happen. I know there's people saying is that they don't think it's going to happen. It's not written that way. But I thoroughly believe in my heart that we are going to get this jail. And to me, it's a symbiotic process that if you have a jail, you've got to have more prosecutors. You have to have more public defenders and all this. And I go back to, and you've been in the service, and thank you for your service, by the way. When you got more people into the fight,
right,
you've got more control.
Right.
And you have cars. You have six more cars on the street during a shift instead of having seven cars out on a shift covering 60 square miles, including Ready Rancheria. If you have 10 cars out, that means more people driving up and down streets, more people going into areas where we instead of getting there every 10 hours, we're there every 2 or 3 hours. That, to me, there's the difference. There's what boots on the ground mean to me. That means we control it a lot better.
Right.
And well, if we put them in jail, we won't need the police. Well, yeah, you do. You still need to control a 60-square-mile area.
Well, and 67 to 68% of this is going towards the jails and the district attorney's office. So a small percentage is going to law enforcement, right? Is going to law enforcement. At the end of the day, yeah, this is mostly going to having the capacity to capacity to put these people in jail,
yeah,
and get them off the street.
Then there's programs. We know that I firmly believe that probably 95% of our problems here are drug related or alcohol related problems need to be treated. Not everybody wants to be treated. Well, if you don't want to be treated and you want to continue to break the laws or whatever, now we've got a spot for you to stay in.
Exactly.
You get fed three times a day, you're protected, or you're warm, or you're cool. If you want to get help, that's also part of this program where after 3 or 4 months of drying out, you know what? I want to better my life. Well, they're going to have the programs right there to be able to move people into those programs. I look at that as a plus, too, because if you don't – I hate to say this, but unless sometimes you need sometimes to get smacked up on the side of the head to wake you up.
I agree.
You know, to saying, you know, life can be better than this.
Right.
And sometimes maybe being incarcerated is that one time, especially when you see some of these younger people, you know.
Well, and right now they know they're not going – nothing's going to happen.
Nothing's going
to
happen.
And that they don't have to deal with anything.
Yeah.
And – it's the first time I've also seen a tax presented that was specific to public safety and has to go to those specific areas,
yeah,
that are specified. And if it doesn't, they're breaking the law.
Yeah. They're breaking the law, and that means that you or I or anybody, Nick or Terry, we see them breaking that law, that money is supplanted and goes someplace else. You can go to the people that's overseeing this, and you can charge them with a crime.
Right.
You know what?
So it gives us some control over where these funds are going to be
spent. It gives every citizen, I believe, if you look at it and you look at the audit every year and say, well, where did this $1 million siphon off to or this $10,000 siphon off to? It isn't in this group of things.
Exactly.
Then there can be something done. We're here with Gary Hayward. We're going to take a quick break. Jake Mangus from the Chamber of Commerce has joined us here. The fact that two of these things came together today is working out very well. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work in appointments now, so you can give them a call at 244-9478. And I guarantee you, it's man's last stronghold. We'll be right back after these messages with Gary Hayward and Jake Mangus.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did it. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 42 degrees out there. Looks like it's going to be raining today and maybe a little bit tomorrow. Overall this week. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Currently 48 degrees in the downtown studio.
A veteran-owned business out of Anderson. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Showers likely tonight. As we on our window of the world, we're looking out over our window of the world as people are going through.
That's right.
We have Gary Hayward here, of course, from the CEO of the Wind River Resort and Casino, but also the CEO of the Redding Rancheria Economic Development Corporation, and Jake Mangus, who is the president of our or CEO of our Chamber of Commerce, president,
yep.
CEO, and general man that we see all the time.
Man, yep. About
whatever you want to call
man
me.
Man on the street.
It's great to be in today, and you know, I didn't know Gary was going to be in here. It's always great to see Gary Hayward as well, and
well,
to hear of the support of the.
Well,
tribe.
We asked you both here for a specific reason.
This was a very.
I didn't know either. It's awesome.
Yeah, you know what? When Gary came in, I said, I said. Jake's going to be in here because the first thing that Gary said was he had this thing about Measure A. And I thought, wow, did this just work out okay?
Oh, so, perfect.
So Jake, of course, is president of the Chamber of Commerce here, and you've got something. What Gary said is that y'all are getting fully behind Measure A.
Oh, 100%.
100%, yep. And putting money where your mouth is, too.
Yes.
On this.
Yes, the tribe's putting $25,000 to the committee to help get this thing moving, so.
Yeah. And Jake, you came in at the break and you were talking about actually what I thought was kind of, you know, as far as the body of Chamber of Commerce, you took a vote. You went to the people, the business owners, and overwhelmingly, statistically said in favor of. And what was that number?
So we had definitely statistically significant survey results. 75.46% said that they would vote yes on Measure A. And that they would urge that the chamber get behind this. So when we took it to our political action committee and board on Tuesday, they followed suit and said, yes, and unanimously, we need to listen to what our members are telling us. And we've heard this not just in this survey, but for years now, that not only do we need more resources to help address the quality of life challenges in our community, that helps business, that helps Redding and the greater Redding area and Shasta County, but that the nature of this tax being a specific tax is something that we've seen in other surveys we've done. You know, this kind of shoots down in a big way the idea that that local government officials have control over the funds, which they don't in this case. It's actually right in the hands of the voter, the taxpayer. They get to direct legally where these funds go, and that's a big deal.
And the biggest, I think, fear that for those who are opposing it is what they've seen in the past, and they have to wipe clean the slate of what's happened in the past where maybe allotted funds were not used as promised. And I think that is why we're having some people scrambling with the pushback on opposing it, because of the fact that is if we are going to have this tax that we agree to, is it in fact going to be used exactly for what it states it's going to be used for?
Yeah, and the answer is yes. And that's what's very comforting, I think, to the business community. And I think the other thing that's key is that it doesn't just look at one aspect of the criminal justice system. This is actually looking at the entire criminal justice system as a supply chain. So right. It's not, let's just, you know, put more cops on the streets. That's not going to solve anything. So that you've got jail space addressed here. You've got probation. You've got the district attorney. You've got the sheriff's deputies, particularly additional presence in rural parts of the county, which are very much lacking right now. And then it goes beyond that, too, where we've got additional funding for medication-assisted treatment and other rehabilitative services while in custody and post-release. And that faces head-on, in our opinion, those struggling with drug addiction. And we know that that's often the root of much of the criminal activity that's adversely affecting our community. So all of those things wrapped up, we think that Joe Comente and the committee, Captain Davidson and others, have done a wonderful job.
Yes.
In vetting this and bringing the three incorporated cities in Shasta County and the county of Shasta together on this, so they're walking, you know, with one heartbeat, and I think that really speaks well, too. So this is another opportunity for us, but it isn't just another opportunity. I think this is probably the best opportunity that we've had to really make a difference in terms of quality of life and public safety improvements in our community. And for us at the Chamber, and our prioritization, this is one of those objectives for us that's crucial to allowing business to flourish.
We need to, because we've all heard the stories, and we have a lot of doctor friends, you know, of course, and from Shasta Regional and other doctors here, trying to attract doctors to this area. The doctors want to work here, but then it's a family thing, and when their family comes up and they see some of our streets, or they read about, you know, crime, and then they see this thing on the pirate, you know,
right.
That, you know, they hesitate. We have really, really good schools here. I mean, they can compare anywhere in California. Some of them rate in the top in the nation here. And our ambiance of our area, if it wasn't for this underlying problems with crime where people have come up and parked up on Hilltop and the next morning all their stuff's gone. Gary just told us a story where he had his broken in.
Yeah,
his truck's been broken into. My truck's been broken into. Linda's car's been broken into. Everybody's been touched by this.
That's correct.
And everybody thinks, well, that's just minor crime. Well, it's not minor crime. But if we can't do anything, and unless we have a place to put the people who break the law, we're going to continue like this. And if we don't get positive and proactive on this, we're saying, oh, it's okay with us.
Yep.
If that's the case, then never want to hear another word.
Measure A is the first thing I've seen or heard that isn't just a Band-Aid. It's all-encompassing, and then all the different parameters that it covers.
Yep.
It has a short and long-term component to it that nothing else has had. And I think that everybody is it's going to be a benefit to the entire community, and they're going to see changes, but they got to give it a chance. And they've got to really look at the details of what this measure is being written as. So they understand they have control of this measure.
Yes.
They have control at the end of the day. If it's not being followed to what it's supposed to be allocated towards and for, they have a voice on this, and it's legit.
And it's a criminal. Yeah. It's criminal to supplant the funds. It's criminal to use these funds in any way, whether it's from the county or the city or any of the cities out there.
That's a huge point, Carl, because you know, that's been one of the things that people say is, well, you know, they're just going to be able to shift other monies around. Well, they can't do that.
They can't supplant
monies. This is for new programs, new officers, new jail space, new programs, you know, all that stuff.
One of the things that impressed me was when Stephanie Bridget was in here. She says, you know, that her people are working 6 days a week, 10 hours a day. Some of them working 7 days a week. They're getting overrun because the state of California keeps changing the laws. And unless they get some more people in the district attorney's office, it's going to we're just going to get totally overwhelmed. Well, you get a new jail, that means more cases, which means more district attorneys, but then more public defenders.
Yeah,
you've just got to look at this. It's the whole thing is a symbiotic relationship there, and each one is tied to the other.
I was at a meeting yesterday where I heard Sheriff McGreeny talking about the who the people are that are in the jail today. And, of course, our jail is very undersized. We know that. But 30% of the inmates, I think we're just under 500 jail cells, okay? So 30% are sentenced, and basically our jail is being treated like a prison because of the way things have been realigned.
Sure.
So additional funds coming in would allow us to contract with counties like Lassen County, where that has the jail capacity, to send those sentenced inmates out of county and open up additional space here. It's less expensive per day to house them out of county. And then the other 70% are those that are awaiting sentencing. So that speaks to your district attorney and public defender bottleneck.
Right.
We got to move these cases through because, you know, people need to have their day in court.
And the people they're holding there, I think they had 36 people in there on homicides. Because some of these homicide cases go back 2 or 3 years, you know, whether building cases or for whatever reason, or serious offenses, rape, assault, things like this. These aren't ones because we don't have the room to take the ones that just steal cars every day.
Well, it's 8:56 here on our Friday edition live of Free Fire Radio, again with Gary Hayward and our good friend from the Chamber of Commerce who popped in to give us a wonderful affirmation, Jake, on Proposition 8. Both of you, closing thoughts. Gary, we'll begin with you.
I just want the community to really look at this and understand that it's for the entire community and to get behind it because it's going to make a difference to their lives right now. They're going to start feeling safe again when they're walking around this community because what goes into this is going to be a direct impact on them and their family.
And then I would say that, you know, to concur with that, that we've got great things occurring in this community, from major developments that are occurring right now all over town and those that are on their way in the next few years. We can accelerate that growth by making sure that our community is seen as one that's a safe place to live and that we invest in ourselves. I think that speaks really loudly for us as well. SafeShasta.com is a great website to go check out all the information in favor of Measure A. They also have a link to the entire ordinance. So if you want to fine-tooth comb that thing and get out your your legal pad and go through it and see every single word, you'll see that it's right there. And this has been a very transparent process, and I've appreciated that a lot. So the chamber is going to be championing that for the next couple of months.
You know, the question is, well, how long would it be before we have a jail? Well, you know, and there's where they want to put it is right next to the other one. I have a feeling that when this passes, that it's going to be a fast track, that they will put it on a fast track to start and getting all the environmental studies and everything done. I would be surprised if it takes longer than 2 years to break ground on this. And but Gary, you're much more of an expert than I am.
No, well, gentlemen, we do appreciate this morning, and that we love you there on Free Fire Radio, that everybody can come together and express their opinions, their desires, their wants, how we all come together as a community to make a better, safer, informative, all-inclusive community. And thanks for being on our show this morning.
Thank you guys for doing this. And I've never got to do. I want to thank Jake for what an outstanding job he's done as the chamber president.
Yeah.
You're doing a fantastic job, and having the chance to say that on air is...
Wish we had an
applause button
right
now. You're not
afraid
to take a stand, Jake.
Thanks, Gary.
Ring the bell.
That's right. Ring the bell.
We love representing you guys.
Well, on Monday, we have Susan Pierce, who's running for supervisor, will be our guest at 8 o'clock on Monday morning. So to hear why she wants to be supervisor for the 4th District. Everybody have a great weekend, and remember, it's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.